USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
11 people shot and killed at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday morning, and with the suspected gunman quickly put into custody. Many are talking about how much worse it could have been had it not been for the quick police action. Vice President Mike Pence.
We commend these courageous law enforcement officers for their swift response.
Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says the suspected gunman Robert Bowers appears to be a neo-Nazi based on his social media background, which authorities are poring over.
A social media footprint for investigators is the treasure trove. This is where someone apparently may honestly tell you who they are, what they think.
Police say the suspect in the mail bomb case, who was arrested Friday, was likely building the bombs he was sending in his van. They also say Cesar Sayoc apparently acted alone, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Saudi Arabia's attorney general is to be in Turkey today to hold talks with investigators who are looking into the murder of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed in the kingdom's Istanbul consulate earlier this month. Turkey is seeking the extradition of 18 Saudi suspects who've been detained in Saudi Arabia in connection with the killing. Some of those implicated are close to the crown prince, whose condemnation of the killing has failed to ease suspicions that he was involved. A reward for helping to find a missing Wisconsin teenager now double what it originally was. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss has been missing for nearly 2 weeks after her parents were found murdered in their home. The reward is now at $50,000. In the World Series,
the Red Sox are up 3-1. 9-6, the final.
That's Joe Buck making the call on Fox Sports last night. Game 5 is this evening at 8:15 Eastern in L.A. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It looks like there are two winning tickets for last night's Powerball jackpot. It totaled $688 million or so. The prize actually adjusted downward a bit from an earlier report of $750 million. The winning tickets, though, were sold in New York State and Iowa. Powerball's played in 44 states as well as Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot, more than $292 million to 1, and yet again two winning tickets appear to have been sold for last night's drawing, and we don't know who the holders are yet. Those trying to coordinate the caravan of thousands of Central American migrants that's been moving through southern Mexico north towards the U.S. border now urging members to stay put and rest today. And at first, some of the migrants were vowing to press on anyway, but later reportedly changed their minds amid reports that a child had been abducted from the group. For the first time, an arm of the federal government in Mexico appeared to be directly helping the migrants advance rather than trying to diminish the caravan. In this case, the Migrant Protection Agency for Mexico giving rides to some straggling members of the group and also passing out water. And after a week of big losses, stock market valuations are down more than they were prior to President Trump taking office. Bloomberg reports they're currently lower than they were during most of former President Obama's final year. And for USA Radio.